17 minutes before 9 o'clock on a very busy Thursday morning Talk of the Town show. And now we welcome in Assemblywoman Roanne Destito. Good morning to you, Roanne.
Good morning. Well, it's good to be here.
Good to have you here. We're here to talk about the governor's State of the State address, which you were on his transition team, correct?
Yes, I was. So you had a lot of conversation with the governor.
So you kind of, you know, I'm not going to say I had a preview, but you kind of know the thought process and exactly the things that he was going to touch on. So I'll ask you the same thing that I asked Tony Pacente, and although I'm sure probably what your answer is going to be, grade him from you know.
Oh,
from,
one of the best. I think I read today in one of the print media that I think Dave Valesky said it's one of the best speeches he's heard. By far, it's the best speech that I've heard, and I've heard quite a few of them from quite a few governors, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it was the best. I felt that it was clear, concise, to the point, but he mixed humor into it. He was conciliatory. There was no steamrolling the legislature. And when I say that, I feel that that's how we're going to get things done. We're going to get it done together.
I got to believe when I listen to it that no matter which side of the aisle, so to speak, that you're on, that everybody had to appreciate the speech that he made. I felt listening back to it, he was very impassioned and truly has a love and a desire to get this state back to where it needs to be. And now,
absolutely.
And that having been said now, let's talk about how that affects us here locally. What are the things that he touched on that you kind of thought, boy, you know what? That's so important to my district.
What's so important to my district is that we, you know, everybody talks about a dysfunctional state government. And I think if you listen to Governor Cuomo, you heard, because everybody thinks it's just the legislature,
mm-hmm.
but when I speak to my constituents, it's many of the state agencies. The state agencies need direction. I think you heard him say, government is broken. It's not just the legislature. When business people can't get straight answers, definitive answers from an agency, a regulatory agency that is overseeing them, and maybe the decision changes from one week to the next. I deal with it with my constituents all the time. That is the frustration that business people and just citizens hear and feel. So he's basically saying we have too many layers of government, even within state government. I think he showed, and the PowerPoint was great because he showed the Department of Health,
mm-hmm.
one agency, and he showed this myriad of councils, task forces, committees, that type of thing. Do we need all of that, or do we just need to have some type of direction as to where the health department and what is the real mission of the health department, and how do they provide those oversight, regulatory services to the people of the state of New York?
When we look at those layers, and we're talking to Assemblywoman Roanne Destito, when we look at all those layers and so much redundancy, that didn't happen over the past couple of years. That's taken years for all those layers to develop. It's been a long time coming. So I guess my question to you would be this, and all the things that that our new governor addressed yesterday, and he did address a lot of them, is there any piece of this that you thought might have been maybe too aggressive that we can't accomplish anytime soon?
Well, I will tell you, the insurance, banking, and consumer protection merger, and I'm all for mergers.
Mm-hmm.
I thought we didn't go far enough last year with mergers. But I think when you look at consumer protection, there's insurance and banking and consumer protection in that area, but you're leaving out the consumer protection that deals with somebody having someone come to the door with a contract.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our seniors with, say, construction, carpentry, that type of thing. There are people who are fraudulently taken by other people. You know, consumer protections are way beyond insurance and banking. So when he says he's, you know, I said this on TV yesterday, the devil's always in the detail. We need consumer protection for all fraudulent practices, not just in the banking and insurance industry. So I think we just have to you know, have a discussion, have a conversation, and make sure that we're not throwing the baby out with the bathwater.
I think he is the guy that probably could handle that. And when we look at fraud, fraud within the Medicaid system, and, you know, the millions and possibly it could even be billions right now that's being wasted in fraud and inefficiencies and things of that sort.
Oh, absolutely. That goes without saying. Mm-hmm. Governor Cuomo, as Attorney General, really drilled down into fraud on the Medicaid side, and we also created an inspector general within the state agency. Now there's a duplication. We have an inspector general for OMIG. It's called the Office of Medicaid Inspector General, and we have one in the Attorney General's office. Do we really need both? You know, I mean, do we need both? We have people who oversee construction in three agencies: OGS, the Dormitory Authority, and the SUNY Construction Fund. Do we need three construction agencies? I don't think so.
No, we don't. You know, the State of the State address, the first one, it's always really the governor's coming out party, and he is going to hit all the right notes and say all the right things. So it's up to to people like you and to Tony Pacente and Joe Griffo to hold his feet to the fire. We're going to make sure that we're going to follow through with all these things.
I think he's going to we're going to hold his feet to the fire, and I think he's going to hold ours too.
Well, I'm very optimistic about this new administration. I think that things
and
are going
so
to be-
am I because of the tone of his speech and his conversation. He wants to work with the legislature, and I think you heard Speaker Silver, very conciliatory, very much touching on the issues. I think you also heard Dean Skelos, a little more partisan than the other two, but the fact is that we all want the same thing. We all want to restore New York to where it was, and I think we have a partner in the governor's office to do it.
Anything that you didn't hear that you wanted to hear yesterday?
No, because I think in a state of the state, you're not going to hear all the details. He touched upon economic development, and you know how important that is for me. He talked about the partnership with our higher education institutions. That's something that you and I have talked about at length about our SUNY Institute of Technology and all of our higher education institutions. I think we're all on the same page, and I think we just need to move it forward and use all of our ideas.
It is 10 minutes before 9 o'clock. We're talking to Roy Destito, Assemblywoman Roy Destito. Let's shift gears for just a minute because we haven't kicked the KTV thing around enough yet. You weighed in. Did you contact the FCCC? Who is it
FCC.
What was the kind of the color of that? What did you have to say?
What basically the FCC is there, I believe, and I'm not a federal representative, but I believe to regulate and oversee the whole broadcast network,
right,
whether it be radio, TV, mm-hmm, so on. So I felt that what's going on in this cable television local broadcasting industry, and I did listen to Vic when you were talking to him, it's relatively new that these negotiations take place. I think the regulation hasn't really kept pace with what's going on in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that in my estimation, we asked for either emergency regulations or some type of ruling by the FCC. How do these negotiations move forward without putting the public viewing audience in jeopardy like it is happening here in the Utica metropolitan area? 75,000 people are without a local news broadcast, local news. And this is not, I don't think we're unique. I don't think we're unique in having just one television local broadcasting station.
Not for a market this size.
This size. So this isn't only going to happen in Utica, New York. So they need to move some type of, regulation forward that says, you know, you can't hold a viewing audience of 75,000 or more people hostage while business people negotiate. There either has to be some type of mediation, some type of arbitration, whatever. We can't let people lose their information network, and that's what's really happening right now.
Well, it certainly is a trend that's going to continue. It is now in Syracuse, and yeah, exactly. There are, there's small to medium markets all over the country that are going to get wind of this that aren't being reimbursed, and they're going to, be stepping up to the plate.
Right,
looking for
and the fact is that I heard Councilor Becerra talk about, you know, how much is it going to cost? And I've gotten the same phone calls that he's received about, we heard that it's $15 a month and it's going to be a lot of it. Those dollars are, you know, that is hearsay. I believe it will be pennies. And as you and I both discussed, our cable TV bill is going up right now. What's driving those costs? It certainly isn't payment to WKTV.
Well, Ryan, I've said it before and I'll say it again. We just all got to go Amish, I think. That's the only solution for us right now. It is State Assemblywoman Roanne DeCito. I'd like to get you back in another month or so and find out how things are going with your new term, too.
I would love to. And as I told you, there's going to be a lot to discuss with our constituents, because there's going to a lot of things are going to happen fast. So I'd love to be on.
Okay, thank you so much, Roanne. Take care. It is 6 minutes now before 9 o'clock. B95.5.